WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL, a Cumulus station where Washington comes to talk. News.
Of responsibility, Kim's threat. I'm Elliot Francis. ISIS now claims responsibility for an attack on a New Year's Eve celebration in Istanbul, Turkey, that killed 39 people and injured dozens more. Correspondent Sarah Seidner has more on the victims.
25 of the 39 victims are foreign nationals. They come from all over the place. This was a club known as kind of the intersection between East and West, very much what Istanbul is and has been throughout history to the world.
North Korean leader Kim Jong-un says his country is close to testing an intercontinental ballistic missile. Correspondent, same emotion.
It is, of course, another question whether they intend to use it in any kind of aggressive way against another country. But the fact that they have it would be of huge concern. North Korea, the first and only country in the 21st century to test fire a nuclear missile.
Kim Jong-un giving that televised address to the North Korean people on New Year's Day. I'm Elliot Francis. Two demonstrators climbed the rafters at a Minnesota Vikings-Chicago Bears game Sunday to protest the Dakota Access Pipeline in North Dakota. Mark Chase explains.
The two used climbing gear and ropes dangling from the top of the U.S. Bank Stadium alongside a large banner which read, U.S. Bank Divest, with the hashtag NoDAPL. The two protesters told media outlets they targeted U.S. Bank because they issued a credit line to the company responsible for the pipeline. The Dakota Access Pipeline has sparked a great deal of controversy. Critics say the planned path threatens water resources and sacred Native American lands. I'm Mark Chase.
The State Department confirms 35 Russian diplomats and their families left the U.S. Sunday. They were expelled as part of the sanctions against Russia for allegedly cyber meddling in the U.S. election. Two Russian compounds in Maryland and New York have also been closed. I'm Elliot Francis.
WMAL News at 5:02. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. It was a somber Coach Jay Gruden who met with reporters after the Redskins' season-ending loss to the Giants.
That's, you know, it's over. You know, we played a very good team today. We didn't get it done. And then, you know, just like that, your season's over. And you just got to, you know, say goodbye. So hopefully we'll see y'all next year.
Redskins quarterback Kirk Cousins threw for 285 yards, one touchdown, and two interceptions. A 16-year-old girl is dead. A 15-year-old boy is in critical condition after what may have been an attempted murder-suicide. It happened inside the girl's Ellicott City home. Her mother, 52-year-old Suzanne Zaremba, told Howard County Police that she heard a scuffle in her daughter Charlotte's bedroom about 2 a.m. yesterday when she went to check on her daughter. The boy shot the mother, then her daughter, and then himself. For those who celebrated New Year's Eve out and about, hundreds took advantage of a free ride home.
The Washington Area Regional Alcohol Program says 336 people took advantage of a free cab ride on New Year's morning, which equals removing a drunk driver from the road every 90 seconds. But that's actually down from last New Year's Eve, when 580 people used the program for a ride home, which was the highest amount in 6 years. Overall, this holiday season, more than 900 people called the 800 number for the complimentary cab. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Two families are in temporary shelter this morning after a fire on the 25th floor of a high-rise in Fairfax County last night. The fire broke out on South George Mason Drive a little before 8 last night. Everyone got out safely. No injuries reported. The cause of the fire still under investigation. Checking your money, the markets are closed for the New Year's holiday. The Dow opened today, tomorrow at 19,763. The NASDAQ at 5388. Sports, their Redskins season is over as they lose to the Giants. The Eagles beat the Cowboys. The Ravens lose. The late game goes to Green Bay. NHL, the Caps win. College basketball, the Maryland men lose. The women win. WMAL News Time 5:04. Up next, traffic and weather. Then it's Mornings on the Mall on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000, $20,000, even $30,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-700-7111. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, Do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-700-7111. That's 1-800-700-7111.
5:05 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives, here's Art Andrews in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Good morning, Bill, and Happy New Year, of course, to you. Commodore Joshua Barney Drive closed between Fort Lincoln Drive and Hurston Lane by a vehicle fire. All lanes are blocked, as we say, police and the fire department on the scene. Fire department also on the scene, Route 50 eastbound, the on-ramp from Landover Road. There's an accident. And the Beltway's inner loop between Route 4, Pennsylvania Avenue, and the Woodrow Wilson Bridge. It is a 16-minute commute. 95 northbound in Virginia between Dale City and the Beltway, more like a 15-minute commute. And the George Washington Parkway southbound from the Beltway to the 395 14th Street Bridge area, it's a 15-16-minute commute on this holiday, this New Year's holiday. This report brought to you by the American Red Cross. You know, your one blood donation can indeed help save the lives of up to three people. Give blood through the American Red Cross to help hospital patients. Call 1-800-RED-CROSS or visit redcrossblood.org today. Now, the 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
We'll see the light rain early today. Showers continue into the afternoon. 46 is where we're headed. Temperatures don't drop very far tonight. We've got the occasional showers, patchy fog, low 40. Four. Early fog tomorrow, rain, and a high near 50. I'm Jeff Eno from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 40 in Centerville, 37 in Gaithersburg, 41 degrees in Washington. A Texas lawmaker's lucky to be alive after a stray bullet hit him during a New Year's Eve celebration. Find out more at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM
and AM 630.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Yes, I'm still around. 5:07 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Brian Wilson in the house today, being joined by Mary Walter there for today's show. And we've got a heck of a show lined up for you. At 7:05 this morning, legal analyst Joe DeGeneva. At 7:35, what's this new Congress going to be up to when they come back tomorrow? Susan Fericio with the Washington Examiner. We'll talk about the Redskins with Trevor Maddich. And then at 8:35, Ambassador John Bolton. I'm Brian Wilson, and as I said, Mary Walter is in today. Good morning to you, Mary.
Good morning, my friend. How are you?
It's good to have you with us this morning.
Well, it's good to be here. It was so nice of you guys to have orange juice to put with my champagne.
Yes, well, you're still celebrating.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Well, and let's talk about the new year, because we are now, this is January 2nd, so we are officially in the new year, 2017. A lot of people look back on 2016 and went, "Pay, man, I'm glad that year is over. I'm done with 2016. And I think it was sort of a rough year for a lot of people. But here's an interesting little statistic. According to a poll that was taken, I read this story in the Associated Press this morning, 55% of Americans say they are much more optimistic about 2017 than they were 2016. And that indicates that the feeling of optimism has increased some 12% since last year. And why is that? Is it about Donald Trump? Is it about other things? What is it that makes you more optimistic this year as we greet 2017, we move into the new year? Why are you more optimistic? Or are you more optimistic? 1-888-630-9625. 1-888-630-WMAL. Mary, I think I am a bit more optimistic about 2017. I mean, in 2016, it was a tough year. I mean, if you follow politics, even if you're happy with the ultimate outcome, it was a difficult year to watch all that stuff. And I think here in this town, we've been watching it very closely, of course, because we have more than a vested interest in what happens with the presidency. And we watched it very closely. And I think a lot of people, you know, are now that we have a final determination of what's going to happen, we now know who our new president's going to be. And now we've had a chance to look at who he's putting in the cabinet. I think a lot of people are a bit more optimistic about things that are coming. I, for one, am optimistic about one thing. This president-elect seems to be determined to come into Washington and sort of rattle the cages.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? I'm sort of thinking that's a good idea. I sort of love the idea that he's doing that. What do you think?
Well, here's the thing. First of all, I must be one of the few people who didn't think 2016 was terrible. I loved the primaries. I thought they were a sport. I loved it. The first presidential primary, we were on vacation. We sat there with all our friends with popcorn and beer, and we're talking back to the screen, and we're heckling them, and we were catcalling. I loved it. Plus, so I loved the process this year. It was exhausting, mentally exhausting, but it was so exciting. It just was a really exciting presidential election season. Plus, let's not forget that Villanova won the NCAAs this year. I mean, and you know, so how could anyone be down? I mean, that was great. And then Trump won the presidency. So I have to tell you, this was not a terrible year for me. I don't know. I thought it was great.
You know, a lot of people, I think, though, look, it seems like a lot of people that we all sort of admired and we watched and we, you know, on the public stage passed from the scene. I mean, it did seem like there for a while, every other day, there was some music star that we all related to or some Hollywood figure that we all related to who just passed away. You know, we just lost Debbie Reynolds and Carrie Fisher, boom, boom, just like that, toward the end of the year. And that was sort of like, everybody's, man, what is going on with 2016. I think people are looking around right now. I mean, we look at things like consumer confidence. It's up dramatically right now.
Mm-hmm.
Why is that? Why are people more optimistic about the future? Why are people now willing to spend a little money that they weren't willing to spend before? Obviously, that speaks to some kind of optimism, and I keep coming back to the fact that across this vast nation, perhaps beyond the confines of Washington, D.C., New York, and L.A., there is an optimism about the things
Absolutely.
That have happened with the election. I think people are very excited, and they want to see what's going to happen.
Yep.
They love the idea of this president-elect coming in and rattling the cages.
Yep.
And making noise and saying he's not going to do things the way they've always been done. And I think they're very optimistic about the changes that might come. I think they're also optimistic when they look and they see, look, we got a Republican House, Republican Senate, and a Republican president. This is our opportunity. If we blow this, you know, then we have no hope at all. This is the time where things can really change and change dramatically. And I think that brings a sense of optimism for people in the middle of this country who mm-hmm. are very depressed about the way things have been going. And I've just been out in that part of the world. I've been mm-hmm. in Colorado and Wyoming, and I spent some time in Florida outside the confines of Washington, D.C., and I find that when I talk to people, they are excited. They're very optimistic about it. Well, here's the question. Why are you more optimistic, or are you more optimistic about 2017? The number, 888-630-9625, 1-888-630-WMAL.
Well, here's the thing. I think you're absolutely right. For the first time, there's a lot of people who now have hope for change. The irony. So now I understand how Michelle Obama felt in 08. She understands now how we felt in 08. So the tables have turned. I think what you're talking about, though, is something that I hear when I talk to truckers all over the country. And a lot of the listeners are truckers and when I get to fill in on other stations. And they all said the same thing to me, that they knew that Trump was going to win because for every Hillary sign, they saw 100 Trump signs.
Yeah.
And I think the narrative of the forgotten man absolutely hits the nail on the head. There was a large swath of this country that felt that they were forgotten, that no one was listening to them. And Donald Trump comes along and says, I hear you. Even though he's a gazillionaire, he says, I hear you. I get it. I understand, and I'm going to be your voice. So that idea of having someone who actually hears you and actually wants to be your voice and get your concerns gives people hope, as opposed to feeling that, you know, nobody is paying attention to them. The forgotten man, I think it's the narrative of 2016, is finally the victory of the forgotten man.
Yeah, I think you may be right there. People do have some confidence that, you know, that the things are not going to be the same. And what was the frustration? What led to the election of Donald Trump? frustration that Washington wasn't listening.
Yep.
You're absolutely right about this, Mary. Now you have people who are looking at the situation. They're saying, look, you know, I'm going into this with my eyes wide open, but at least now I have some hope that somebody is going to be in the White House, the Oval Office, after 8 years of Obama, who actually cares about what I think, what I, average, everyday American, thinks about all this. That brings them great hope and great optimism. And I think that's why we've seen the stock market go up. I think that's why we hear stories that people spent more at Christmas. They're feeling optimistic about the future. And the polls that have been done on this seem to suggest that is indeed the case, that optimism across this country is up some 12% about the coming year of 2017. Well, look, you've heard Mary and I talk about it. We think people are optimistic because of the change in politics. Are you more optimistic about 2017 than you were in 2016? Do you? And what is the reason for that? And if you're not, what's the reason for that too? 888-630-9625, 1-888-630-WMAL. Now, 5:15 on WMAL, time for traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here is Art Andrews in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Good morning and Happy New Year, Brian, and to you as well, Mary. An accident on the outer loop of the Beltway, southbound 395. It's blocking the left lane. Police are there. Route 50 eastbound, the on ramp, Landover Road, a crash. It's on the shoulder. Police and the fire department there, as well as a tow truck, and they are promising to clear that soon. We'll see. 270 southbound from 370 to the Beltway. It's about a 10-11 minute trip. And 395 northbound from the Beltway to the 14th Street Bridge, about a 12-13 minute commute. Now, the 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
All right, here you go. Look, it's going to be light rain this morning. I've actually already been through one shower this morning. Cloudy with showers coming back in the afternoon at a high of 46. Tonight, occasional showers and patchy fog, a low of 44. Tomorrow, rain, patchy fog. Gloomy, looks like, is the way we're starting 2017. A high near 50 tomorrow. Wednesday, partly cloudy, 54. Thursday, it gets cold again and cloudy, 37. And on Friday, temperatures only in the upper 30s with partly cloudy skies. Currently in the nation's capital, it is rainy, it's foggy, it's gloomy. 41 degrees at 5:17 on WMAL. Brian Wilson alongside Mary Walter here today. And Mary, we're talking about 2016, how many people have looked at it and said, you know what, I am so glad 2016 is done and I am looking forward to 2017. Optimism, according to one poll, is up some 12%. More than half of Americans say they are more optimistic about 2017 than they ever were about 2016. And we want to know why you think that is. 888-630-9625, 1-888-630-WMAL. I mean, just a couple of the things that have happened in the last few days, in the last few days of 2016. William Christopher passed away. You know who William Christopher was? If you watched the show MASH, he was Father Mulcahy, and he passed away just in the last hours of 2016. That is just one of the sort of icons of an era that have passed from the scene. Music star George Michael passed away, and there's an investigation into the situation surrounding his death. Apparently, there is an autopsy that has been inconclusive and questions are being asked, but there's another one of the people from the music. I mean, how many people from the music scene died in the past year? It seemed like every day we were hearing about somebody. We, of course, lost Carrie Fisher and Debbie Reynolds in 2016. Toward the end, they died within a day of each other. How bizarre was that? Here's an odd one. The guy who invented the Solo Cup. The Solo Cup, the red Solo Cup that we, you know, everybody takes to a party and you fill it with beer or your favorite beverage, he died at 84. I mean, it just and the number of people who died seems to be in 2016 is just it's the list is as long as my arm. And as
but
you
here's
know,
why
I have
that
very long
here,
arm.
Here's what I'm going to tell you, Brian, and for all my friends, they're like, oh, I can't believe all these people are dying. I said, here's the thing, you want to know why? Why it seems this way? Because we're getting old. That's why it seems this way. Because think about it. When you were younger and these people died, you had no clue who they were, and nor did you care. The only only time you paid attention was if someone really young, near your age, died. Well, these people are getting, we're getting closer and closer to their ages. So I think that's why we know more of these people who are passing away. And that's why it seems like, wow, so many people passed away this year. I just think it's just because we're getting older. And so we know who they are. You know, George Michael, Prince, they're our contemporaries. So we know who these people are. Mrs.
Yeah,
Brady,
Glenn Fry, I grew up with the Eagles. There was another one, yeah.
Yeah, and I grew up on Mrs. Brady. So Mrs. Brady passing away, I was like, oh my gosh, Mrs. Brady passed away. It was like, you know.
Yeah. These are the icons of our youth, right?
Right,
yeah.
Exactly. And so we're getting older. So that's why I think it seems like, you know, for my friends, you know, my friends on social media, like, oh, another one. I said, you're just getting to that age where people we grew up with are now in their 80s and older, and they die. That's what happens.
Yeah, that's what happens to old people. They eventually do pass away.
I am heartbroken over the inventor of the red Solo cup.
Yeah, oh, really?
Did you know that each line on the cup is for a different measurement?
Now,
did
you know that? I have heard that. I heard other people say that is not true. I don't know if it's true or not, but I've heard varying accounts of that. Some people say yes, the lines tell you how many ounces of for example, if you're doing a mixed drink, then the first one is for the booze, the rest is for the filler.
No, the first one's for a shot. The first line is a shot line.
Right.
And then each one, like, one's for wine, how far you're supposed to fill it up for wine, and, you know, one's for, like you said, for mixed drinks, things like they supposedly.
But I've also heard that's not true, so I don't know. We'll have to look.
You know what? Would the man who invented the red Solo cup lie to you? I don't think so.
So he says that's what it is.
Well, I don't know if he said that, but I'm going to tell you that's what he said.
Well, let's try to get our facts straight on this. We'll throw that to the fact checkers and get back to you.
It's 5:21 on a federal holiday, really?
All right. So, you know, I really do think, though, it comes back to politics.
Yeah.
I mean, I think
you're right.
In 2016, what were we focused on perhaps more than any other story? We were focused on politics.
Yep.
And people were frustrated, and that frustration was expressed at the voter box, at the ballot box. And I think that the outcome gives so many people in this country a great deal of hope. Even those people who perhaps did not vote for Donald Trump, I think a good number of them, according to some of the polls, have come to believe that, okay, wasn't the guy I voted for, but I like who he's picked for his cabinet. I like some of the things that he is doing. I like some of the things he says. And change is a thing that is drastically needed in Washington, D.C., and I think that is giving people a tremendous amount of optimism. We'd still like to know what you think about it. 888-630-9625. Why do you think people are more optimistic? Do we have it right or do we have it wrong? 888-630-9625, 1-888-630-WMAL 522.
The National Mall, a place for the country to coalesce. Washington's Mall, WMAL, a place where Washington comes together.
How about that?
105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL, where Washington comes to talk.
Your one blood donation can help save the lives of up to three people. Make a difference in the lives of others. Give blood through the American Red Cross to help hospital patients. Call 1-800-RED-CROSS or visit redcrossblood.org today.
Did you know that a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-500-9082.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs, and it eliminates the daily hassle of washing your system by hand. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer, only available by calling 1-800-500-9082. That's 1-800-500-9082.
Ascent Audiology specializes in helping patients with hearing loss and tinnitus, which is ringing in the ears. Hi, I'm Dr. Ansola, Chief Audiologist at Ascent Audiology. We're staffed with expert hearing doctors, have 7 metro locations, and have over 1,000 five-star reviews.
Meet Valerie, one of our patients.
Anyone noticing ringing in their ears, feeling the struggle in their relationships due to potential hearing loss, I would strongly recommend that they get tested and checked. I strongly recommend Ascent Audiology to anyone with hearing issues.
Right now, we're offering a limited-time special with hearing aids starting at $995. Visit Ascent Audiology at hearingaiddoctors.com or call 800-811-8700. Schedule your free consultation. Visit Ascent Audiology at hearingaiddoctors.com or call 800-811-8700.
It is 525 now, WMAL traffic and weather, every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Art Andrews in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And Brian, right now, Commodore Joshua Barney Drive is closed between Fort Lincoln Drive and Hurston Lane by a vehicle fire. There's an accident on Route 50 eastbound, the on-ramp from Landover Road. It's on the shoulder. Police and a tow truck on the scene should be cleared very shortly. What is cleared is an accident on the outer loop of the Beltway, the ramp to southbound 395, so that's gone. And 95 northbound from the Occoquan River Bridge to the Capitol Beltway, a 10-minute commute. This report brought to you by the American Red Cross. Your one blood donation can indeed help save the lives of up to 3 people. Give blood through the American Red Cross to help hospital patients. Call 1-800-RED-CROSS or visit redcrossblood.org today. Now the 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
We'll see the light rain early today. Showers continue into the afternoon. 46 is where we're headed. Temperatures don't drop very far tonight. We've got the occasional showers, patchy fog, low 44. Early fog tomorrow, rain, and a high near 50. I'm Jeff Eno from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 41 degrees. And Mary Walter, I have the answer to the Solo Cup question.
Oh, I anxiously await it.
This, according to the Dart Container Corporation, who makes the Solo Cup. They say, the lines on our party cups are designed for functional performance and are not measurement lines. If the lines do coincide with certain measurements, it is purely coincidental.
Lies.
No.
Lies.
No, they're people who make the cup. So there's that. You know, by the way, I'll tell you something that we need to be careful of. We're talking about how optimistic people are as they enter 2017. Here's a reason to be a little cautious with that optimism. There are, 18 days left in the Obama administration, and the president returns from vacation sometime around noon today. He's been in Hawaii, of course, and he's coming back. And this is the last 18 days of his administration, and something that we need to watch very, very carefully. Because there's all kinds of mayhem that a president, a lame duck president, can cause in the last days of his administration. I mean, there's some people who even say that he might tomorrow, in between the 114th Congress and the 115th Congress, might even appoint Merrick Garland to the Supreme Court in a recess appointment, because there's like a minute when Congress is in recess between those two. He might actually try to pull something like that. So, you know, be very, very cautious. Temper that optimism for another 18 days.
You know, I had said to you when we were in our production meeting this morning, I said, boy, you know, when you said there was another 18 days left in the Obama presidency, I said, you know, if I should have come up with a President Obama advent calendar, a countdown for January, and there'd be like a little surprise behind each door.
A little piece of chocolate?
Right. Well, some are good and some are bad because, and I think I would have been a millionaire. I wouldn't be up at 3 a.m. this morning. But here's the thing is the president can do these things as a lame duck, but when was the last time you had a president do so many things as a lame duck with questionable, some people questioned, you know, why? You know, when was the last time a president did a recess appointment in this period of time? You know, I don't know.
It'll be interesting to see, watch this guy very closely, and we will do that, of course. That's our sworn mission here on Mornings on the Mall. It's 528 on WMAL.
This is Jeff.
Hi.
Jeff has a few things in life he isn't sure about, like how to ask out Joanna.
I'm just trying to work out the best way to do it.
But one thing Jeff does know is that the experts at NerdWallet.com make finding the right credit cards easy.
Using your preferences, NerdWallet.com searches through over 1,700 credit cards to find the ones that match you best. By the way, who are you?
Me.
And why are you following me? It's creepy. Visit NerdWallet.com to make sure you have the credit cards that work best for you. Because nothing beats knowing. NerdWallet.com.
Filing your taxes alone might sound fast, but with Jackson Hewitt, you could get money today. This year, the IRS announced delayed refunds. But at Jackson Hewitt, you could get an express refund advance of up to $1,300, 0% APR loan. Can't get that online. Only with Jackson Hewitt. Stop by your local Jackson Hewitt today. Express refund advance is an optional tax refund-related loan provided by MetaBank. It is not the actual tax refund. Tax returns may be filed electronically without applying for this loan. $200 to $1,300 with income verification. Availability and loan amounts are subject to certain conditions and locations. Visit JacksonHewitt.com for details.
Well, Sean Spicer, the man that Donald Trump has chosen to be his next White House press secretary, says that when they take office, they're going to be dealing with the media in different ways. What should be the relationship between the media and this presidency, and how should they treat the media? We'd love to have your thoughts about it. 888-630-9625, 1-888-630-WMAL. 5:30, time for the news.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630, WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station, where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 5:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. Now it's wait till next year for the Redskins, who were eliminated from the postseason picture with a loss to the Giants. Quarterback Kirk Cousins still trying to figure out where his offense went.
I don't know until I watch the film, but like you said, you know, if you don't run the ball well, it makes it tough. If you have a third and short, you know, we just couldn't get it early on the first series, and then got in some third and longs, and that's tough sledding, and they got some sacks in some different situations.
Cousins threw for 285 yards yesterday, one touchdown and two interceptions. An apparent attempted murder-suicide in Howard County has left one teenager dead, another in critical condition. It happened in the early morning hours yesterday at a home in Ellicott City. Police say a 15-year-old boy shot and killed a 16-year-old girl, wounded her mother, before shooting himself in the head. He is now in the hospital. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un says his country is close to testing an intercontinental ballistic missile.
That basically means that it's a minimum of 5,500 kilometers that it can reach, potentially up to 30,000 kilometers, the kind of capability that Russia and the U.S. have. Now, of course, when Kim Jong-un makes a statement like that, we have to sit up and listen. We know they have nuclear weapons. Now, whether they have the ICBM capabilities, we simply can't independently verify.
Correspondent Simon Mohsen. A statement from ISIS describes Turkey as the servant of the cross and says the Istanbul nightclub attack came because that's where, quote, Christians were celebrating their pagan feast. Parts of Medicare are getting a new look as the program searches for ways to increase the quality and contain the costs of treatment. This year, Medicaid wants to start changing how it pays for treatment of heart attacks and broken hips in a large-scale experiment. Checking your money, the markets are closed for the New Year's holiday. The Dow opens today, tomorrow at 19,763, the Nasdaq at 5,388. Sports, the Redskins end the season 8-7-1, also with that loss to the Giants. The Eagles beat the Cowboys. The Ravens lose. The Packers win the late game. Hockey, the Caps win. College basketball, the Maryland women win. The men lose. NBA, the Wizards are in Houston tonight. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor for EMP 180 Weight Loss. And, well, it's time. Time for me to get on a plan. You know, I'm 6'1". At my highest a couple of months ago, I was almost 250 pounds. I need a plan. This is going to be the last year that losing weight will be on my New Year's resolutions. I joined EMP 180 Weight Loss. I did my research. I vetted them. I sat down with them and I talked. They talked. I listened. They listened. EMP 180 Weight Loss weighed me in, did my body composition. EMP 180 Weight Loss is short for Empower. Change your life, mind, habits, and health. EMP 180 Weight Loss. If you have weight to lose, I'm urging you to do what I'm doing. Call EMP 180 Weight Loss. Get it on your calendar and start the biggest change of your life today. EMP180weightloss.com. That's EMP180weightloss.com. Change your life, mind, habits, and health. EMP180weightloss.com or call 703-992-0620 to schedule your consultation today.
This is Elaine Mick, owner of Cabinet Discounters. For years, I've been proudly telling people about the quality products we offer and about the talented and experienced designers at Cabinet Discounters. who are ready to help you create that dream kitchen, bath, family room, or home office. But this time, I'd like you to hear what one of our customers has to say.
When I first heard of Cabinet Discounters, just the name itself kind of implied to me that they would look discounted. But once I walked into the showroom, I was really impressed with the selection and the quality of the cabinets. Working with Cabinet Discounters was very easy. In fact, I've used them again because I knew I could count on them to provide quality work.
Get a free consultation with an experienced designer. Call 1-800-THE-DREAM or visit CabinetDiscounters.com. That's CabinetDiscounters.com.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor. Let me tell you why you need to pick up the phone and call my friends, real estate agents Sarah and Debbie Reynolds of the Reynolds Team with Keller Williams. The Reynolds Team is on fire, selling homes all over the D.C. area. Check this out. Ralph and Pam from Fairfax needed to sell their home fast, and they needed it to be hassle-free. They called Debbie and Sarah. Here's what they did. They immediately had 8 buyers through the house and got the home sold fast. The Reynolds Team have an exclusive system that has over 5,500 ready home buyers looking to buy right now. This is how they sell homes 3 times faster and for 6% more money than the average agent. The Reynolds are so confident they can sell your home that if the home doesn't sell, they'll buy it at a price acceptable to both of you. Guaranteed. If you want your home sold fast and for top dollar, call Debbie and Sarah direct at 844-344-SOLD. That's 844-344-SOLD or visit DebbieHasTheBuyers.com. That's 844-344-SOLD or visit DebbieHasTheBuyers.com.
535 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Art Andrews of the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Thank you, Bill. We had a car fire, Commodore Joshua Barney Drive northbound between Fort Lincoln Drive and Hurston Lane. Well, that has been cleared. Road's been reopened. Inbound New York Avenue from the Baltimore-Washington Parkway to the 3rd Street Tunnel, about a 10-11 minute commute. 270 southbound from 121 to the Beltway, a 22-minute commute. And the Dulles Toll Road eastbound from the airport to 60. About 18 or 19 minutes. Now, the 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Headed up to 46 today, we'll see the light rain give way to showers for the afternoon. And then tonight, clouds, occasional showers, patchy fog, not much of a drop in temperature, low 44. Rain tomorrow, early patchy fog, high near 50 degrees. I'm Jeff Eno from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 41 in Stafford, 37 in Beltsville, 41 degrees in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630.
WMAL. Hey, it's 537 on a Monday morning. That's right. I mean, it's a federal holiday, but that doesn't matter because we're up and at them. We're giving you everything you need to know to get your day started. Get ready for the coming year, which apparently you have a great deal of optimism about. Coming up at 7:05 this morning, Joe DeGenova will join us, legal analyst. 7:35, Congress comes back to begin the 115th Congress. What's going on with that? Susan Ferriccio of the Washington Examiner knows all things about Congress, and she'll join us. 8:05, we'll put a big period on this Redskins season with Trevor Maddich. And then at 8:35, Ambassador John Bolton. I'm Brian Wilson, today joined by Mary Walter. Good morning to you, Mary.
And good morning, Brian. It is such a joy to be here with you today. Well, so much so that I think I'm going to do it again tomorrow.
Okay.
I've already made that decision this far into the show. It's only half an hour. I've made that decision.
Did we invite Mary back tomorrow? Oh, okay, no, you can come back tomorrow. That'd be great.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate it. Because whether you like it or not, I'm going to sit in the parking lot waiting for you.
All right. Listen, I want to talk about the media and how it's going to be different under President Trump. Sean, you know, the media are very worried. You know, we always, and by the way, media are. Let's just, I don't know, this is a bugaboo of mine. Media is plural. Media is not singular. The media are very worried about Donald Trump and Sean Spicer and this incoming administration because they feel like it's not going to be done the same way it's always been done. And this was raised yesterday on one of the talk shows, ABC This Week, with Sean Spicer. And he was talking about, you know, how things might be different under a President Trump as far as media relations are concerned.
with all due respect, I think it freaks the mainstream media out that he has this following of over 45 plus million people that follow him on social media, that he can have a direct conversation.
Yeah.
He doesn't have to have it funneled through the media. This is going to be a business as usual is over, as I've said before. There's a new sheriff in town. He's going to do things first and foremost for the American
people. So we're still going to see a lot of Twitter as
well.
You're going
to see, absolutely, you're going to see Twitter. Why?
He had said on 60 Minutes that he was going to cut back.
You know what? The fact of the matter is that when he tweets, he gets results. So whether it's Twitter, holding a news conference, picking up the phone, having a meeting, he is going to make sure that he continues to fight for the American people every single day.
And this freaks the mainstream media out because they no longer have control over the information that flows out of this White House. I do have a couple of concerns, and I'll express them here in a moment, about what I'm concerned about. But overall, I think this is a good thing, Mary. What do you think?
I think it's a great thing. I think the media did this to themselves. The media... We've always accepted that the president will say something, the president will put something out there, and someone in the media will read it for us and give us the Cliff Notes version because we're lazy.
Yeah.
And the media made themselves irrelevant slowly. And then it really sped up in the last two election cycles, where they have decided that they are going to interpret it for us and tell us what they want us to know. So they no longer are reporting, they are now opining. And it was really laid bare a lot during the WikiLeaks. And I think they did it to themselves. They made themselves irrelevant. And I think this is great that Trump just said, you know what? I don't trust you. The American people don't trust you. Again, the forgotten man, like we talked about before, Trump has said, you know, he hears us. He doesn't trust them either. So he's just going to talk. Why can't the president just speak directly to the people? Why do we need an intermediary? Because we don't.
Well, Spicer was asked about daily press briefings, which are the staple of White House reporters. I've been a White House reporter. We counted on the daily briefing so we'd have things to talk about. But he says, well, maybe we'll do that. Maybe we won't. Here is again Sean Spicer.
Twitter, holding a news conference, picking up the phone, having a meeting. He is going to make sure that he continues to fight for the American people every single day.
A bottom line, are you going to have regular White House press briefings?
Absolutely. Some way. You know, some of them will be on camera, some of them will be off, but absolutely, we understand the importance.
Daily televised press briefings?
No decisions have been made, but we're looking at every single facet of government and figuring out, can we do better? We'll sit down with the White House Correspondents' Center, Correspondents' Association. I've already had reporters reach out and say, hey, we've got some ideas. This is about, we understand that we have a message to get out and successes that we want the American people to understand. So we'll use every tool possible. And absolutely, we'll sit down and make sure that on a daily basis, the press is informed.
And regular presidential press conferences.
Absolutely.
Well, there you have it from Sean Spicer, the man who will be Donald Trump's White House press secretary, as well as the communications director at the White House, that he's taking on dual roles, which is, by the way, a pretty heavy lift, it seems to me. Here is my one concern, Mary. I have been a White House correspondent.
Mm-hmm.
I have seen the value of something that they call the traveling press pool. Now, look, there is no percentage... On this program or in many other quarters in trying to make the case, but I'm going to tell you that I think it's valuable, and here's why. In times of crisis, I have seen personally, I've been there on the ground, I actually know what it's like to be in that travel pool, to be in the motorcade, to be on Air Force One, to travel with the president and be in proximity when things happen. And I think there is value for the American people to have a press corps that can immediately report. Now, there are other ways that a president can report directly to the American people now. I acknowledge that. But there is still, I think, a benefit to the American people. Look, you can rightfully say that the press twist things and they turn things and they analyze things and they bring a perspective to it that gives you some reason to have distrust. But by and large, when the you know what is hitting the fan, when things are happening, the press just gives you who, what, when, where, and why. That's generally what they will do. They'll just give you the basic facts. And I think in times of crisis, in times of when things are happening that are of an incredible importance, we want to know where our president is. We want to know what he's doing. We want to know what his reaction is. We want to know the who, what, when, where, and why of our presidency. And I think there is value in having that traveling pool. That has been set up for many, many years, and I hope that this administration will acknowledge the importance of the travel pool and having a group of reporters that rotate in and out, that's the way this works, on a daily basis, who stay in close proximity to the president when he is moving outside of the confines of the White House. I hope that happens. I'm not sure it will. President-elect Trump decided to go golfing the other day and didn't take the travel pool with him, and they're very upset about it, and I understand he's not president yet, so give him a moment or two to figure that out. But I see value in this, and I think Sean Spicer is a good guy. I think he sees and understands the value of that. I'm hoping that that will not go away.
See, and after hearing you explain it, I see your point. But at this, by the same token, I think maybe there needs to be more of a balance. Every time the president goes golfing, does there have to be a gaggle of press people following and hounding everything he does?
And I'll tell you why in just a moment. It is now 5:44.
Do you really care about your family? I do. I'm attorney Mike Collins, and I want to help your loved ones save time, taxes, money, and stress down the road. Come to my two-hour seminar, and I'll show you how to keep your money and your family where it belongs with our innovative Reservoir Trust. I'll be in Springfield on January 10th and in Gaithersburg on the 12th. Tuition is free. Look for your invitation in the mail and register online at MikeCollins.com. That's MikeCollins.com.
It's 5:44 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here is Art Andrews in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Thank you, Brian. Anacostia Freeway southbound between the 11th Street Bridge and the Beltway is a 10-minute commute this hour. 270 southbound between 121 and 370, more like 11 and 12. The inner loop of the Beltway between Pennsylvania Avenue and the Woodrow Wilson Bridge, a 17-minute commute, and the Indian Head Highway in both directions from Bryan Point Road to Whistling Wood Court, there is construction blocking the right lane. Now, the 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Headed up to 46 today, we'll see the light rain give way to showers for the afternoon. And then tonight, clouds, occasional showers, patchy fog, not much of a drop in temperature, low 44. Rain tomorrow, early patchy fog, high near 50 degrees. I'm Jeff Eno from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, it is 41 degrees at 5:46. Mary, we were just talking about, you know, does the president need to have the press pool in tow? Let's say if he goes and plays a round of golf. And mm-hmm. I think that there is a case to be made that he should. Now, look, I've done that. When I was covering Bill Clinton in the White House for Fox News, it was often the responsibility I had to go out and be the travel pool. That meant if the president wanted to go out to Andrews and play a round of golf, that, you know, you went out there and you babysat him. Now, that doesn't mean you're breathing down his neck. You're sitting in the clubhouse. You're in proximity. You're not right there with him every moment. And, you know, he goes out, he plays his 18 holes of golf, he comes back in, you get in the motorcade, you go back to the White House. But if there were something that happened that the president needed to get information to the American people very quickly, then that's what the press corps is there for, to ask the questions, to get the information, to get it to the American people very quickly. There is value in having that, and because you never know when, you know, stuff is going to happen. And I've actually been, I remember being on Martha's Vineyard one day, covering President Clinton, and really we thought it was going to be like the slowest day. He wasn't expected to leave the house. We were in a tent about a quarter mile from the house waiting. You know, if the president left, we were going to be there to go with him in the motorcade. But mostly we expected we were going to be sitting around twiddling our thumbs all day long. And the next thing you know, the president has called an airstrike on Al-Qaeda positions in Tanzania. And it was a big news day. It was a huge news day. And it went from being the dullest day to one of the busiest days I've ever had as a reporter. And you never know when that's going to happen.
So let me ask you, since I'm ignorant in this aspect of it, how does that news get to you? Because the president just called an airstrike. He's not going to come and talk to you about it.
Yeah, sometimes he does. Sometimes there's a camera there. Sometimes you're on Air Force One. He walks back and talks to the press and wants to get that information relayed. You pick up the phone. You dial it in. It goes to all of the different news sources around the country and gets out immediately. It has always been used as a conduit. But also, you know, a check and balance on the presidency that I don't think we want to give up.
Well, but wait a minute. See, and I think the media gave that role up. This is where I will argue with you. I think the media gave the role up of being a watchdog on the presidency. And they chose instead to not ask the tough questions. They asked Obama questions like, what's his favorite flavor of ice cream? They were not a check at all or a balance. They have abdicated their responsibility
Mary,
in that realm.
I don't argue that at all. You're absolutely right. But what I'm trying to impress upon people, and again,
I get it,
I get a lot of crap for trying to make this case. But what I'm trying to impress upon people is, in those moments when it's really important to know what's going on with your president, reporters are not going to color the facts. Reporters are going to be just busy getting you the who, what, when, where, and why. And faithfully, I think, reporting what the president has said or what the reaction of the White House is. It's not the desire in a situation like that to interpret or do analysis. It is just who, what, when, where, and why. And that has always been what the traveling press pool has done. They don't offer opinion. They don't offer analysis. They just give you the basics. Just the facts, ma'am. And I think there's value in that. And I understand why people don't want to give the mainstream media any opportunity. But this is one thing that I hope does not go away. As I said, Sean Spicer is a good guy, and he's a smart man, and he understands, I think, the value of this. And I'm hoping that that part of the White House tradition, look, rattle the cages all you want to. Go directly to the people 9 times out of 10. You don't have to go through the mainstream press to make your point. But I don't want to see that travel pool dismissed. I think it has a real value to the American people. Yeah. Look, we'll see how that goes. By the way, talking about why there is no, this is sort of interesting, why there is so little faith in the mainstream media. We've been talking all this fake news. Remember all this stuff about fake news?
Oh, yeah.
Washington Post ran a story about how the Russians had hacked a Vermont electric utility, and the grid was under attack by the Russians. and this was widely reported everywhere last couple of days. If you watched any news, you heard the story. Well, this Vermont utility was attacked by the Russians. They were trying to hack the grid. The Washington Post has walked that story back completely. Turns out, the grid was not under attack. It turns out that there was one laptop that had some malware, and the laptop was never in any form, shape, or fashion connected to the grid. And so they have had to walk that story back and make a complete correction. An earlier version of this story incorrectly said the Russian hackers had penetrated the U.S. electric grid. Authorities say there is no indication of that so far. The computer at Burlington Electric that was hacked was not attached to the grid.
Oops.
Well, there's your fake news right there.
Exactly. Can I ask you one quick question?
Yeah.
You've been on Air Force One, right?
Mm-hmm.
I just want to tell you right now, your coolness factor in my eyes has just skyrocketed.
It's a lot less glamorous than you might imagine, but it's a very cool ride. 551 on WMAL. Time to check in with El Rushbo.
Hey, folks, a new Silicon Valley startup could change the way your pizza is made and may change the food industry forever. Zume Pizza, Zume, has gotten rid of a key business component that all their competitors use, humans. When a pie is ordered, the pizza goes down a conveyor line and robots add the ingredients. And more innovations are coming. Soon the pizza will actually be made inside the delivery vans on the way to the customer's address. Each van's equipped with robots, 56 remote-controlled ovens. They await approval from the Santa Clara County Department of Environmental Health. Alex Garden, a co-founder of the startup, comes from a background in video games. And he says that the company's goal is to become the Amazon of food. It could be extremely profitable, he says, if they can bring their innovations to others in the food service industry. Now, if this works out, he's right. One big reason, the robot workforce doesn't complain. You don't have to worry about them showing up late or needing family time off to take the dog to the vet. Robots don't take maternity leave because they don't get pregnant. They're not confused about their gender, nor do they demand special rights to express who they are that day. And they're not going to demand $15 an hour to make pizza or anything else. A whole lot of companies would want a slice of that business model.
General all-round good guy.
Rush, noon to 3, now on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Investments in securities involves the risk of loss. The following is a far too common tale of investing in annuities. A successful couple invested a large portion of their savings in annuities, thinking they were a safe way to guarantee a dependable income stream no matter what the market did. But it didn't take long for them to regret their decision. They were locked into low returns, faced potential tax consequences, and that they couldn't get out of their annuities without paying huge penalties. They were stuck, and so was their money. Suddenly, their retirement hopes and dreams were in danger. But it didn't have to happen to them, and it doesn't have to happen to you. You can avoid the annuity trap. Here's one way. Get the free report, Annuity Insights, your guide to better understanding annuities, by calling 1-800-375-9991. Written by Forbes columnist and money manager Ken Fisher's firm, this powerful report could help save you from major financial heartache, and it's offered today for free. If you have an annuity or are considering one, claim your free annuities guide today. Hurry, free copies are limited. Call now, 1-800-375-9991. 1-800-375-9991.
All right, listen up, because this is the most important thing you're going to hear all day. What if I said you could make money flipping houses without any cash, credit, or manual labor? And what if I said you could do it part-time from the comfort of your home? Sound unflippin' believable? Hi, I'm Preston Neely, and I'm going to prove it by sending you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It sells online for $19.95, but I'm giving away free copies this week. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-300-5633. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity shut off 9 times, but I figured out a simple way to make money flipping houses without even breaking a sweat. Now I'm living the good life, and so should you. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. Hands down, it's the fastest, easiest way to get started in real estate. Let me prove it. Call right now to find out how to get your free book. When they're gone, they're gone. Call 1-800-300-5633. 1-800-300-5633.
It is 5:55 now, WMAL traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Here's Art Andrews in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And, Brian, we're seeing some building volume northbound from the area of I-90, 195, that is, to Stafford. It's a 57-minute trip. It's just a little bit longer than it should normally take you, but it's the building in Alexandria, Mount Vernon Avenue, and Glebe Road, a malfunctioning traffic light. So you may want to treat that as a four-way stop. Outer loop of the Beltway between the Woodrow Wilson Bridge and Pennsylvania Avenue is about a 12-minute trip. The inner loop between Branch Avenue and the bridge, about 8 or 9, 270 southbound, from 121 to the Beltway, a 20-minute commute. Now, the 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
We'll see the light rain early today. Showers continue into the afternoon. 46 is where we're headed. Temperatures don't drop very far tonight. We've got the occasional showers, patchy fog, low 44. Early fog tomorrow, rain, and a high near 50. I'm Jeff Eno from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 41 degrees. Traffic and weather brought to you by Staples.
Is your New Year's resolution to get new customers in the door? Staples Printed Marketing Services helps you promote your business with low prices on presentations, signs, pens, mugs, and more. And right now, you can get 15% off custom signs and banners. And $3.24. See an associate for details. Staples. Make more happen.
Message and data rates may apply.
If you're a man over 40 who can't stay in shape, it's not your fault. Your body has less free testosterone, and that can put any guy in a slump, even a Hall of Fame slugger like Frank Thomas, the Big Hurt.
After I left the game, Mother Nature started putting a big hurt on me. I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. But luckily, I found out about Nugenix.
Nugenix is GNC's number one selling men's stamina product, powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help boost your free testosterone levels. Get a complimentary bottle by texting GET to 42424.
Thanks to Nugenix, I'm really getting after it again.
With Nugenix, you can feel stronger, leaner, with a lot more stamina and energy.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix samples are not available in stores. Get your complimentary bottle by texting GET to 42424. That's G-E-T to 42424.
Hi, I'm Mark Livingstone with Cornerstone First Financial, and I'd like to take this moment to thank you for making 2016 our best year ever. You've heard me on this station for over a decade, and there's a reason we're the number one Christian-owned mortgage lender in the area. It's our unwavering commitment to using our Christian values to serve our community. With the Fed recently raising interest rates again, you may not understand how this impacts you, but I do. Listen, we're not going to tease you into giving you money back by raising your interest rate like some of those other companies. Rates are going up. You have to get pre-approved now. Whether you're a first-time homebuyer looking to take cash out or eliminate your PMI, together, let's make 2017 your best year ever. Call us now at 202-625-1221. That's 202-625-1221. Or visit our website, cornerstonefirst.com.
NMLS ID 183265, consumeraccess.org.
If you're a sleep apnea sufferer who's on the go, go to your phone right now. Because if you're one of the first 100 callers, you'll qualify to try the world's first portable mini CPAP device absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, an engineering marvel that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Its unique design is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. No more dragging around a big, bulky CPAP. To try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 nights, call minicpap.com now, 1-800-300-9209. Transcend is FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. You can also add a battery pack that's as tiny as a deck of cards. If you have a CPAP device, you already have the prescription needed for Transcend, so don't wait. Guarantee your 10-night in-home trial by being one of the first 100 people to call 1-800-300-9209. That's 1-800-300-9209. 300-9209.
Coming up on WMAL and Obama's economy, you're finding yourself doing more than one job. We want to hear your stories. And Montgomery County Schools learn about the law of unintended consequences. I'll also tell you some stories from the road about my trip across flyover country. It's all coming up right after the news. It is 6 o'clock in the nation's capital.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.